Moselle and them listening on the radio, it makes their day to be able to still hear the service when she can't get out. So be praying for her. I don't have any announcements. Like if you pray for the pulpit committee as they search, I just pray that you give them knowledge and wisdom on who they pick. And just pray for each other this week. You know, Satan will come at you in every way possible. But we've got a better day coming. But the more that I study, the more that I realize I need to be closer and closer and closer to the Lord. And some days it's hard, but, you know, we've got Him to help us. So let's go to His word and prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You, dear God, for this day that You've given unto us, Lord. And just thank You for life, health, and strength. And pray for those today, Lord, that are not able to be here. And what a blessing, Lord, thanking You that it can go out on the airways and be on Facebook and on the radio. And it blesses those such, and we thank You for that. Lord, I just pray that You'd be in our service today, and we welcome Your Holy Spirit, Lord, in this place this day. May our hearts and our minds be open, Lord, to receive Your word. Most of all, if there's one here that knows You not as personal Savior, I just pray, dear God, that this will be the day that they'll come, give their heart to You. Go with us, lead and guide, and we'll be pleasing to You, for it's these things we ask in Your precious holy name. Amen. Amen.
If y'all want to stand and join us as we praise our God and Savior in song.
Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise God, He's coming for me. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard trumpet sounding, and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise God, He's coming for me.
Amen. And as we are going into our week of Thanksgiving, let's give Him thanks for all that He does for us as we sing Count Your Blessings.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. You what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of look at others with their lands and gold. Think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy. Your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Amen. And he's done so much for us. Amen. If you, this song you're probably all familiar with, and join in if you want to stand and sing. If you want to sit and rest, that's fine. But let's just continue to praise him as we sing. What a wonderful day that will be.
This is an oldie but goodie, so most of you probably know this one.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through
Praise you, Jesus.
Supposed to get up and introduce Brother Jacob, but we've known him for years and years and years, and let's pray for him as he stands before God today to bring that message that he's laid on his heart. Bless you.
Amen. What an honor it is to stand. You know, the Lord, the last thing he said was, "Behold, I come quickly." He's coming back, people. We just heard the songs there. He's coming. And he's looking for those that are looking for him. And our life needs to be in line with this word so we can be in line with God. So often I think that we miss out on these little treasures that God has got for us. But my thought this morning, or the Lord's thought, I should say, is over in Mark chapter 10. There was a blind man. This is verse 46 where it starts, if you want to follow along. But there was a blind man there. He's sitting by the highway. And this great multitude was with Jesus. Here they are leaving Jericho. And this man, this blind man, has been there, I'm sure, for a long period of time. A beggar begins to hear this commotion about Jesus Christ. Jesus of Nazareth, he's passing by, he's coming by. And he begins to cry out and says, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And as he begins to cry out more and more, the crowd's telling him to hush, to stop. Does it not sound really familiar in today's age? That we get so much mixed up in what's going on in the world and the things, and we get almost embarrassed to cry out to God. When God wants us to cry out to Him whenever we're in trouble, whenever we're struggling, whatever we're going through, no matter who's around us, it doesn't matter, it doesn't change the situation, that when we're in need, at that very moment, call upon the Lord and find out He will be there. There's another instance over in John. It talks about how Jesus had left Judea and was going to Galilee. But all of a sudden, in the next verse, Jesus is like, "Stop. I have need to go to Samaria." So he had to go down and see this lady. Okay, Samaritan woman. And how that she heard about the Messiah. You can read about it a little further on into the chapter there. I believe it's verse 25. It says, "Yeah, we've heard about the Messiah. We know that he's coming. We know that there's one, the Christ, that's coming. And we're going when he comes, we're going to follow after him." He tells her, "Hey, that's me. I'm the Messiah. I'm the one you're looking for. I'm the one you need." So it wasn't by coincidence that Jesus Christ was there in Samaria. And it wasn't by coincidence that Jesus was here in Jericho. Amen? He knows where to be and when to be there. Just like the woman, he asked her, "Give me a drink." "Well, the well's too deep." Jesus Christ will close the gap when things seem impossible. Whenever it feels like that, we can't reach God, God will reach us. Just stick your hand out. Just lift your voice up. Just take a step in faith and trust in the Lord and find out that He won't be there to meet you and guide you and help you along the way. But we've got to be willing to become less and let Him become more in us. I feel like that's such a crucial verse for Christians, that we need to become less and let Christ increase within us. It's not about us any longer. When we accept Christ as our Savior, when He becomes our all in all, it's all about Him. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's no longer about Jacob Horton or whoever it is, or yourself. It's about Him. We're not here to praise a man's name. We're here to praise the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the worthy one, amen? The one that, He's sinless. He has no flaw. He is perfect. And I'm putting my faith and trust in something that is perfect and eternal. Amen. So back to this man. Here he is, begging for help. Begging for help. And it says that Jesus stood still and he listened. And he called the man to come to him. Now there's some scripture I'd like to read over here in Isaiah. It says this. It says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. This man, it doesn't mention anything about his past. It just says he's a blind man in need of help. And guess what? We as people in this world without Jesus Christ are walking in darkness. And we have no sight to see where we're going. That's why the broad path is so broad. You don't have to have direction to walk in a broad path. But that path still leads to destruction. People who are in darkness will eventually be cast into outer darkness. Darkness just creates more darkness. But thank God the light can destroy darkness. That if you light a light in a dark area, it'll fill light for the whole room or the whole house, if you want to put it that way. A city on a hill, what? Cannot be hid. That's what God does for us. He lets that light shine to show us where to go and what to do. He makes us a light as well, that people can see God in our lives. These disciples that followed after Jesus had God in them. We have God in us. Christ Jesus poured His Spirit out on the cross, and He poured it out to us. And now we have His Spirit living within us. And that's what makes us living. Amen? The Spirit, it's renewed daily. The flesh, it dies daily. I'm so glad that we've got something in us that's living. Living, amen? God offered that lady living water. Living water. Springing up in her, amen? We can have that living water today. We don't have to dream about it or wish about it. We can have it right now in our lives if we desire the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have to make that decision. It's us. It's up to us to make our own decision in our life. This man here crying out to Jesus made a decision no matter what the crowd told him to do. It didn't seem that it was the end thing or the popular thing, but he was going to cry out to Jesus. He'd heard about Jesus Christ. He knew that he could heal. He knew that he could take care of the needs of the people. And he trusted in that. And we have to do that same thing. We got to step out in faith because God gave us the faith to believe. We just have to tap into it and step out. And know that God can work great and wonderful works in us. That He can save us. Not only can He save us, but He also can give us something to do to help those that are lost in the world. Help them to be saved. Not that we can save them, but that Christ Jesus in us, that we can reach those people and tell them about His Word. This is what we need right here. This is what takes care of the need, amen. The Word of God. The Word of God, amen. Jesus Christ, His Spirit, amen. He poured out on us. It's His conviction power that draws us in, amen. Just like when Jesus stood still there, He said, He sent the disciples over to Him and said, "Hey, be of good cheer to the blind man. He calleth for thee. He wants you to come. Be of good cheer." Today, church, be of good cheer. If God's knocking on your heart's door today, be of good cheer and know that God wants to commune with you. He wants to sup with you. He wants to save you. Amen. He wants to bring you in and make you heirs and joint heirs of the kingdom of God. But we have to be willing to accept that invitation. We have to be willing to say, "God, I come as I am. I don't have to correct anything. I just need to come as I am and do as you ask me to do to serve you." He's not wanting you to, you don't have to clean anything up. You can't clean it up anyways. He has to be the one to make the change. He's the only one who can do that. We cannot do it on our own. As long as I've read this word, I've realized that I cannot do anything. It's all in Him. It's all in Jesus. I have to completely surrender and say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to obey Your word, and I'm going to live for You. That's what we got to make our mind up. We're going to do that. Over here in Jeremiah, it says this, and ye shall seek Me and find Me, and when ye shall search with all of your heart. Gary, where's he at? Let me see him. He said that in our mind. That's how God works, don't He, brother? He brings it all together. That if we search for God with all of our heart, and I believe when we get in that point, we're going to worship God regardless of what man may say. And we search God with all of our heart. We seek Him, amen. We want to find Him. That we'll cry out no matter what people may say to us. That we'll serve God no matter what people may say, what they may do to us, amen. We'll serve God no matter what. And we get in that point, we'll find Him. We'll find Him, amen, because He's looking for us. Again, it wasn't by coincidence that Jesus was here with this blind man. He came to him because He knew he had a need. And guess what? When I was a young boy, the Lord came by. He saw that I had a need. I need to be saved. And I'm sure we all have our own experiences with the Lord. That we all had those opportunities where God's come by. Maybe it was salvation. Maybe it was just God coming and healed us. Maybe God coming brought us out of a situation. Give us the answer. Maybe God's revealed a verse to us in the Bible and showed us, this is what you need to learn from this. We've all had those experiences where God's passed by and wanted to help us. And we just had to allow Him to do it. But again, we get caught up in ourselves. We get distracted. Just like Paul was talking about, we lose our focus. We can lose our focus on what we're doing. It's hard to walk a straight and narrow path if we don't have a focus point. Our focus point is Jesus. Look unto Jesus, amen. Look unto Him because He has the answer. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, amen. One of these days, we'll lay the faith up, amen. We'll be with Christ Jesus forevermore. Hope, faith, and charity. What's the greatest? It's charity, it's love. Because hope and faith, when we're there, we won't need them any longer. We've got love, and that is God. God is love, amen. That's what we need in our life. We need that love. He told us to love one another. It's what He commanded us to do. Love one another. Go out and be that love. Go out there and be that light that I've asked you to be. He calls the man to come to Him. And when he does, he said he cast off his garments. He threw them back. There's another verse that talks about, I think it's over in Matthew, says about you cannot put new wine into old bottles, or the bottles will break, and you can't preserve that. So what God expects from us is that we become a new creature. That's over in Corinthians, I believe. Become a new creature. And put away the old things and become new in Christ. We can't linger on and hold on to our former life and the way we used to live and expect God to bless us. We've got to lay aside those things. Again, what you want, put that behind you. And what God desires of you, put that in your forefront. Amen. We've got to look ahead and know that God's got a great plan for us. The ultimate goal is that we go to heaven and be with Jesus. But while we're here, we want to reach other people so we can make a difference in their life. That they can come to heaven with us. That we all can be there together. We all can worship God together. We all can be in a place of pure, just love and awesomeness. There's no other way to describe it. It's amazing, amen. New Jerusalem is amazing, amen. And what God's got in store for His people is amazing. If we're willing to lay aside ourselves and what we want, and put in what God wants. You know, and Frank had mentioned something in his lesson yesterday, and it's kind of rung out in my head with the men's breakfast, that God blesses us with things in this life. He blesses us with more than just things, but all kinds of different things and situations so we can bless others. He gives us so we can give to others. Is that not how it works? That God gives us good things, and what we're supposed to do with those things. Give those good things to other people. Help them out. Share the blessings. Share that the Lord's been good to us. Try the Lord and see that He's good. Amen. He's good. And he's good in my life. He'll be good when I'm giving to others. He'll give even more. Amen. You can't outgive God. You can't outdo God. God will be there to help us in any situation we're going if we put him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. God wants to bless us. I'm not sitting here saying he's going to bless you with all these millions of dollars and things like that. I'm not saying that. He wants to bless you with life eternal. He wants to bless you with peace of mind. He wants to bless you with the hope and the promise of a home to come. That's where my hope is. That's where my home's at. That's where my riches are. Lay your treasures up in heaven, it says. Lay your treasures up there. What is the treasure? Jesus Christ is the treasure, amen. Hey, he's everything. The streets of gold, we'll walk on them. Look outside, we walk on pavement. They don't mean anything to anybody. We'll walk on streets of gold, they won't mean nothing more than that. But the true treasure will be Jesus Christ. He's the one we're looking to. He's the one that can save. He's the one that can bring you out of any situation you're in. Even again, here's this blind man in the sorriest situation you could be in. And he stands up and he casts off that old life. And he makes his way to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, what will you have of me? Jesus Christ is asking you today, what will you have of him? What do you need from Jesus Christ this morning? What do we need from him? We all have needs. We all have problems. We all have issues. We all go through things. And God's holding out his hands and saying, hey, if you've got a need, bring it to me. Bring it to me, and I'll take care of it. Salvation, he can save. Healing, he can heal. He can do all these wonderful things if it be his will. His main will is that we be saved. That's what he wants. That we all come into repentance, and we all worship him and serve him in his word. Because he is the word. He's what we desire. But we have to, again, we have to cast off that old life. We've got to cast off them old ways. He tells us this because it's a warning. These things are only going to bring you death. These things are only going to bring you separation from me. These things are only going to hurt you. But if you do the things of the Lord, if you have the fruits of the Spirit, amen, in your life, you'll be blessed. Those fruits are what we desire. Everybody wants peace, joy. Everybody wants those good things, right? They only come from God. They don't come from possessions. They don't come from knowing somebody or you being known. It comes from knowing Jesus Christ. If we know him and have that relationship with him, then we truly can have the blessings that we're looking for. We can truly have the prosperity, if you want to put it, that we're looking for. It's in him, amen. It's in him. We can put our faith and trust. Over in Psalms, says this. This is in chapter 34. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They look upon him and were lightened, and their face were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. That sounds real familiar, right? The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. All good things come from the Lord. All good things come from Jesus. Again, the fruits of the Spirit, they're of God, amen. If you want these things, if you want the good stuff in life, you have to have Jesus Christ being the center of your life. He has to be everything. He has to be it all. It's all or nothing. We got to serve the Lord with all of our heart. We got to seek God with all of our heart. Amen. And live a life for Jesus. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to make mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. We all fail. We all come short. But that's where Jesus Christ comes in. That's where He comes in. He knew we couldn't do this on our own. He knew that we had no hope without Him. He came to make hope for us. He came to make a way for us. This poor man cried out, and guess what? He delivered from all of his troubles. This man, this blind man, he cried out. God came and healed his sight. What we have me? He said that I could see. That I could see. And what do we want as God's people? We want the light to reveal God to us. How do we do that? By coming to the Lord. By heeding His call. When He cried out, amen, when we cry out, He'll come to help us. Seek ye the Lord. I sought the Lord. He was there. We've got to make an effort, people. Again, we can say we know. We've heard about this Jesus Christ before. Yeah, we've heard about Him. Are we making a profession that He is our Savior? That we believe that He is the Son of God? That we believe that He can heal and take care of our needs? Because He can. He can take care of all of our needs if we're willing to trust and obey in the Lord. We've got to put that faith and trust in Him. But so often, again, we get so mixed up and we forget. Again, that here's this man. He's crying out to Jesus. He comes to Jesus. Jesus gives him his sight. Gives him the ability to see. And what's He do with that? Jesus says, go. Thy faith has made thee whole. The faith you have in me, the faith I give you, has made you whole. Now go your way. And what's He do? Immediately follows Jesus in the way. When Jesus Christ comes to your life, there's a change that takes place. You no longer see things the same because you're actually seeing things the way they are. That I need Jesus. I have to depend on Jesus. I can't leave Him. I need to be near Him. And He wants us to have that too. Again, if we get separated from the Lord, it only hurts us. But the closer we get to God, the more blessed we'll be. We'll have troubled times. Everybody will have troubled times. You could be the most devout Christian in the world, but you'll still have troubled times. You will. You will. But I'd rather have my help right here than way over here. You know what I'm saying? From an earthly perspective, keep your friends close, right? Keep your friends close because they'll be there to help you. They've got your back. Jesus Christ has got your back. Amen. He's got it all. He'll take care of you to the very end. He said He would. Even to the ends of the world, He'll be there. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If we know Him, if we have Him as our Savior, when I leave this world, I'm just going to go be closer to Jesus. And that's not my desire. Is that not all of our desires? Is to be close to Christ Jesus, to have Him in our life? But again, here it is, this man. He gets his sight. Jesus Christ heals him. What an amazing thing. And we think, well, that was a story back then. That was an event that took place. That was a historical thing that took place. Yeah, but it's not the same. Yes, it is. It's exactly the same today. It's exactly the same today. That God can heal the blind. He can heal the deaf. He can heal anything we've got going on, if it be His will now. I'm not God, and I'm not telling you what God can do. I'm telling you He's able to. I'm telling you He's able to do anything. But it's in His will. It's His will. But if we as God's people have a need, don't sit back. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out and find out that He can help you. Again, you go to church and you're there and testimonies and people are crying out saying, I've got this problem. My family's got this problem. I'm going through this situation. Then the altar call comes and nobody comes. If we really have a need this morning, you don't have to wait for this sermon to be over with. Let's pray about it. Let's take care of it. Let's bring it before God. Not ashamed. Not ashamed of what God can do. Not ashamed of our Lord and Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Amen. I'm not ashamed. I'm ashamed of myself. The things I've done in my past. But I'm not ashamed of what Christ Jesus has done in me. And I'm sure we all can say that. That we all can say what Christ has done in my life, I'm not ashamed of. I'm proud of it. I'm thankful for it. I know that when I die, I'll be with Jesus. I'll be with Him. And we all have that promise if we accept Him as our Savior. But God give us a little more to do than just that. This is over here in Acts. And I want to read this. Again, so often we forget that we think we're saved. I'm saved now. I'm going to heaven. That's all that matters. But again, God put the light in you. When he went away, he said, now you're the light of the world. It's our turn. It's our turn to be the light that shows people Jesus Christ. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. And Jesus Christ himself here is speaking to Paul. This is in Paul's conversion. This is in chapter 26 of Acts. And he's speaking to Paul here, or Saul if you want to have it at the time. But I think this speaks to us as well. As Christian people, this speaks to us and what we should be doing. It says, but this is verse 16. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of these things in which I will appear unto thee, deliver thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inherit among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me, that is in Jesus. Again, here he is talking about sight again. Hey, I appeared unto you, Paul. I appeared unto you. I've showed myself to you. I've opened your eyes. Now it's your turn to go out and open the eyes of the people around about you to tell them about me. Tell them about Jesus. Share the gospel with others. God healed us from a great, great blindness. He did. I was blind in my sins, and I didn't know which way to go. But then God showed me. He is the way. He's the truth, and he's the life. And my life is hid in Christ Jesus this morning. I don't know your hearts. I don't know what's going on in your life. It's not my place to know. But I know this, that we need to bring it before the Lord. Whatever we're going through, whatever we're dealing with, we got to bring that before the Lord to not only help our own life and open up our own eyes, but open up the eyes of the people around about us. There are so many people in this world that are so unconcerned. They're not even in church this morning. They're so unconcerned. And as we, as God's people, we see these things coming and happening around about us, and we can see that time is growing shorter and shorter and shorter. And behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. He's coming back. They sung the song. I thought it's run all over me. He's coming back. He sought us out. He sought us out to save us. And now he's telling us to seek others out and tell them about me. The highways and the hedges. Go and compel them to come. To come. And take of this water of life freely. He offered it to the Samaritan woman. He's offering it to us. He healed the blind man. He can heal your blindness. He can help you be a light to the world. Again, I don't know your hearts this morning, but I know this. Our faith is in Christ Jesus. And the only way we can increase that faith is by coming to Jesus. And if you need to come and pray, I would be happy. I'd be so happy to fall on my face with you and pray. I'm not above that. I'm not above that. And if we as God's people can't cry out to God here in the church house, then how in the world are we going to do it out there in the world? How are we going to do it out there? How can we be bold like this blind man and cry out to Jesus regardless of the outcome? He didn't know what was going to happen. He just knew, I've got to get to Jesus. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. She had to press through the crowd. She had to press through to get to Jesus. But she knew if she could just get to Jesus, touch the hem of his garment, she could just touch him, she'd be made whole. If you're dealing with something this morning, all you got to do is reach out. and touch the Lord. And He can make you whole. He can save you from yourself. That's who sends you to hell. It's us. It's me personally. If I don't accept Jesus, I'm rejecting salvation. I'm rejecting Jesus. And if I reject Jesus, I can't ever be saved. So again this morning, I don't know your hearts. I don't know what's going on in your minds. But I know this. I would love to pray with you this morning. I'd love for you to give me the opportunity to do that. I'm sure others would feel the same way. They would love to pray with you as well. So come, I pray. If you need to come, pray. If you need to do something. If you need to stand up and just praise the Lord, do that. Be led by God. And find out that He will not move greatly in your life. Don't forget, He abundantly pardons. He abundantly pardons. He'll pardon you. He'll take care of you. He'll forgive you. He'll save you. He'll make you an heir and joint heir of His kingdom. Again, if you need to pray, please come. If not, I'm going to let Brother Keith come and dismiss us in prayer. But if you ever feel the need to pray, you don't need an invitation. God's already given you the invitation. Just call on His name. Just cry out, unashamed, and He'll be there.
You know, Brother Jacob said there a while ago he wasn't ashamed of his Lord. You know, His Word tells us that if we're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of us before His Father. So, if there's one here today that doesn't know the Lord as their Savior, call on Him while He's near, because there'll be one day He won't be there. For those that have read His Word, have heard His Word, when that moment of the twinkling of eye appears, it's over. For those that don't know Him, it's just a beginning for His family. But Lord, have mercy, don't be in that way. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You, dear God, for the word that we held here today. And Lord, if there's one that knows You not as personal Savior here today, I just pray, dear God, that You would continue to knock on their heart's door before it's too late for them. I just pray, dear God, that You'd go through with us through the day, lead and guide and direct us in what be pleasing to You. I pray that You give each and every one safety to their homes. And bring us back, Lord, at the next appointed hour, Lord. For it's these things we ask in Your precious holy name. Amen. Amen.